episode 1889, How Do You Calm the Chaos?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, it's Friday, and you made it. Oh, come on, celebrate something. Because if you turn on the news, you're going to want to turn it right back off. Today, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. How do you calm the chaos? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. March Madness starts here. Yes, it is. Spring break is over. Oh, we are launching. So excited. Well, when the unexpected hits home, how do you calm the chaos? The frenzy does not have to run your household. You can have calm in the midst of a storm. So let's have some fun for a few minutes while we discuss something very serious, interruptions to our daily lifestyle. Now, I am sure you all have heard the news. It was made officially 2 days ago, I think it was now, I'm losing track of my days, that the coronavirus, COVID-19, is a global pandemic. Now, I say that, but notice I'm very calm about it. I have been watching all different channels, both on regular TV, satellite, and also in my news feeds from social media. There are crazy things happening out there. And I want you to know that there is no reason to panic. I want you to take a deep breath because you are the front line in your household. I want to say that again. You are the front line in your household. So if you're going to freak out, what do you think the rest of your household's going to do? Oh, they're freaking out too. It doesn't matter the age. If you've ever had an animal, a pet, okay, I don't know that I would go as far as a goldfish, but whether it's a horse, a dog, a cat, have you noticed that when you aren't feeling so well, that doesn't mean you're sick, but something's just off. Maybe you've got a job interview, or you're going to get married, or you just brought home a new baby, or there's a graduation about to happen. Anything that changes the way your body is physically working, guess who senses it? Oh yeah, the animals do. Well, guess what? Our children can sense it from us too. How do you calm the chaos? You're the front line, so you have got to remain calm. So here are the rules for this episode. Leave the panic and prepare with patience. Leave the panic and prepare with patience. Deep breath. Now, before we go into any more further details, I want you to have the resources at your disposal. So in the show notes, I'm going to give it to you right now, where you can go to get more information specifically to the facts of COVID-19, the coronavirus. You can go to cdc.gov or coronavirus.gov. There, you can get the up-to-date information. I'm telling you right now, do not, I repeat, do not rely on all the other channels that are out there, especially the ones that are giving their opinion. Here at Create Your Now, I do my best to present the facts as well as I know them. But I am not a medical provider, and I'm not your specific medical provider. So, in saying all of this, you need to gather the facts. You're the front line for your family. Go to these websites and learn the facts. And then you can move forward with the next steps. Now that we've got the education out of the way, let's go forward. I'm really challenged by what is being said out there, whether it's through your morning shows, and I'm not going to name them. They all have their plus and minuses. And yesterday, I was very, very particular about going to all these different stations, listening to the quote unquote commentaries of what was being said and how everybody was putting their own twist on things. I want to say this, you do not have to be a contributor to the craziness. Instead, calm the chaos with hope and humor. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Calm the chaos with hope and humor. Fear during times like these is more about anxiety. Not knowing is stressful, and people can get all bent out of shape for no reason. And then what happens to your body? Oh, chemically, it's freaking out. And that means, in layman's terms, your body is going to war to protect you. That's how awesome we were created. God said that I want to create a human being that can fight off the bad stuff. And if you're sitting here all worried with anxious thoughts, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we're going to be able to pay our bills. You know what? Deep breath, take a step back. There are a lot of other people around the world thinking the same thing. And guess what? We're going to get through this. But if you begin to allow your body to say, oh my gosh, I can't handle this, who do you think is benefiting from your anxiety, your fear? Yeah, your children are, and that's not a benefit. Remember, you're the front line for your family. So calm the chaos with hope and humor. So let's be real. If you don't know what to worry about, then why raise your blood pressure unnecessarily? I mean, seriously, there's a time and a place. When you see a child about to run into the middle of a street, you better believe you better have that fight in you, right? It kicks in, whether you're a mom or not, a dad or not. You go tearing out, yelling at that kid going, don't go into the street, right? Okay, that's when there should be a frenzy. That's when things should be wild, because what? The pure safety of the child. However, when we're looking at our everyday life, we're going to have some bumps. We're going to have some mountains to climb. Yeah, and that may be the mountain of the COVID-19. But everything that we're talking about today just does not apply to the coronavirus COVID-19. It doesn't. This can be applied to any area of your life. So, deep breath. We're going to calm the chaos with hope and humor. So let's have some fun. Number one, turn off the noise and learn the facts. I already shared with you where you can go to get the facts in regards to the coronavirus, COVID-19, cdc.gov or coronavirus.gov. Go there. When you turn off the noise, that allows your body to settle in, and it allows you to what? Think without everybody else. Have you ever been in a bar? Now, I got to tell you, I told you this is going to be hope and humor. I am not one who frequents bars. Now, I do not have a problem with them, but that has just never been an atmosphere, an environment that I'm drawn to. That's just me personally. I don't condemn or judge anybody for it. But the few that I have been in, I can remember sitting there, and most of them are more like sports bars. So they've got loud, obnoxious men. I love you men, but you can be really obnoxious when it comes to sports. But you know what? I love sports, so I can be obnoxious just as much as you can. And I can be as loud. But I'm sitting in there, and there's like 5 to 8 TVs going on. Now, they're not really loud, but it's still noise, right? And then you have all these different conversations. And I can remember one particular bar, sports bar, grill I was at. There were probably about 30 different groupings of people, approximately. So it was pretty packed. And so as I was listening, I just kind of closed my eyes for a minute. I think at this point, my husband had to go to the bathroom or something. I don't know what it was. We were traveling. And so just the two of us went out to dinner, and it was just kind of a quick bite to eat. We were going to go back and just kind of chill for the day. Anyway, I'm just sitting there allowing myself to absorb what was happening. And I was like, oh my gosh, do you hear all this craziness? It doesn't give you time to think. It doesn't give you time to breathe. No wonder you're all worked up. Over what? You don't even know what you're worked up about. But because you have everything coming at you, like 120 miles per millisecond, you are overwhelmed already. Your mind is saying, I cannot take all this in. There's too much information. Overload, overload. I mean, seriously, if you were a robot, you'd be like, and I'm shutting down. Wouldn't it be nice sometimes just to be able to shut down? Well, in some circumstances, when things are crazy, turn off the noise. That's all that stupid talk that's being politicized over. Just the stuff that they just keep saying things over and over and over again. You know, in the olden days, and I'm talking about my olden days, not my mom's or my grandma's or my great-grandmother's, but my olden days, because I have shared this with my children, is that people would not be freaking out right now because we didn't have 24/7, 365 news. We didn't have all of these people out there. We didn't have YouTube. We didn't have Instagram Live. We didn't have Facebook Live. We didn't have, TikTok and Snapchat and all these things going on that people are sitting here going, well, I just want to tell you about my life story. And we're sitting back flipping through all these different feeds. Doesn't matter what feed it is. But you're looking at it and you're going, oh my gosh. And it's giving you a workout, the wrong kind of workout. You want to stress your muscles, but you don't want to stress it to the point of what? Worry and anxiety. Turn off the noise and learn the facts. This isn't about who's right or wrong. This is about taking a situation that you were in, whether it's COVID-19, whether it's you're planning a wedding for your daughter, whether it's, oh my gosh, I've just got to get through the end of the school year because my son is driving me crazy. Whatever the situation is, right? We just need to turn off the noise and learn the facts. That will bring what? Calm to your everyday. Number two, discuss the situation in age-appropriate language. I was chatting with my youngest, G-Man, yesterday night, and I asked him, I said, hun, I'm going to be recording an episode about what's going on. And in our area, and I know you're probably affected by it too, and in some areas worse than others, but the university has extended my daughter's spring break. So she was off this week for spring break. Well, now she has another week off. And they're not sure what's going to happen the following week with classes, whether they will be online or whether they will be in person, face-to-face. And then, of course, you have to look at some that if you've got physics or biology, right, you've got labs. For those of you who know and love science, well, you can't do that in your own area. They can't do that from the dorm. So they still have to meet performing arts. You have, you know, band, you've got ROTC, lots of things that they have to figure out. So there's a lot of questions. Well, as I was asking my son, I said, you know, I'm writing all of this stuff in regards to how do you calm the chaos? And I said, what can I do as a mom to help you feel better? He goes, well, mom, I'm old enough now. He goes, we can get all the information on the internet. And he goes, so if you're not telling me the truth, I'm going to learn either the truth or something else from somewhere else. And I thought that was so clear in telling us as parents, as telling us as adults who are caring for other children, that we need to be honest and we need to talk about the situation in age-appropriate language. Use the language that they understand. You know, if you can't go over to grandma's house because she fits that age as to we need to be cautious, and that doesn't mean you self-quarantined, you're just like, we're just not going to do that. But your young daughter's like, well, but mom, why can't I go over and see grandmama? I miss her. I get to see her every day. Why can I not go over there? They need to understand that it's for grandmama's protection. And you can have these discussions so they understand it. Therefore, it's not like, oh, well, why can't I go over there? They don't need to know all the scientific stuff. Oh, this is a virus and, you know, grandma's older and we've got to make sure we protect her. No, honestly, they don't care about that. They care about how does it impact them. Their goal, the little granddaughter's goal, is to go see grandmama. Why can't I see grandmama? When you answer that specific question, it becomes easier. And then you don't get all of these questions. I can remember those ages. Age like 3 to 4.5. Why? Why, mommy? Why? Didn't matter what answer you gave, there was going to be another tagline of why. Why, mommy? Why is it that way? And you're like, oh, I don't have any more answers. We're now talking about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and I don't know that I can give you any other answers. Take a deep breath. It's okay. Be honest with your children. Age appropriate to what they can handle. For those of you who have older children, you do, in my opinion, need to sit down with them so they understand some basics about the facts. Now, if they're going to a school and they've had that opportunity already to be briefed by the school system, however, I would say it's still your job, right? You are the front line for your family. You want to sit them down and say, this is what I need to make sure that you're doing. My son also told me, he said, hey, mom, you know, I've got a good friend that every morning in my first period, my friend shakes everybody's hands. And he goes, you know, some people, they won't shake his hand now with what's going on. And I said, okay. He goes, but I shake his hand because I know all I have to do is go wash my hand or use hand sanitizer. He's like, it's okay. Now, he feels fine doing that. Now, am I telling you to have your child do that? No, I'm not. But you need to allow your child, number one, empower them with the facts. When you're the front line for the family and you're giving the facts to your children and you discuss it with them, then they can make the decisions appropriate to the situation that they are sitting in regards to whatever it is. There's a lot of situations here, isn't there? Do you see how this just builds upon each other? Why do you think we don't need to keep adding more chaos? Discuss the situation in age-appropriate language. Don't sugarcoat. You want to be realistic and hopeful. Your children deserve to understand how it affects them. Back to grandmama. You can let your daughter know that you don't want grandmama to be sick because we want to go visit her in a couple weeks. So we need to just make sure that she's fine. So we're not going to visit her as often and as frequently as we do, but we can send her a text. Well, what's a text? And I'm sure if they're old enough to understand grandmama being sick, they're going to already know what texting is. And so you can make it fun. It totally changes everything. So you got turn off the noise and learn the facts. Number two, discuss the situation in age-appropriate language. Number three, I love this one because, okay, to me it's humor. Create a new flexible routine. Now, none of that makes any sense. Create a new flexible routine. Well, routine is what? Normal. Flexible meaning it's not normal, meaning it's always changing. How can you have a changing routine? Oh, wait, and it's new. Whew. Make what is happening an adventure. That's ultimately what you're doing. For the majority of people, this is going to be an inconvenience. Have you gone to your grocery store? Have you gone to your big box store? Have you looked for toilet paper? I know when I went last, and this was not over the weekend, this was just this week, a couple days ago, already the shelves were becoming bare. This is going to be, as a whole, an inconvenience. It's weird because we don't know what's happening because it's new. So when you're looking at all the stuff that's coming out, games being canceled. I mean, we've got Little League games that are shutting down. There's no more soccer. There's no more basketball. There's no more dance. There are people now that are even starting to talk, well, gosh, are we going to be able to have graduations? What about dance recitals? All of the stuff that's going to be happening in May, but people are thinking about it in March. Well, can we get through the next couple weeks and let's see what happens before we begin to freak out even more? So the best thing you could do is to create a new flexible routine. Look at it as an adventure. For the majority of people, again, it's an inconvenience. However, there might be some that it's a little more serious situation. So what you need to do is have a routine that's flexible, knowing that it's going to have to change, and you just put it into motion. And let the children know, hey, this is going to be a little bit different, but we're going to have fun with it. It's so important that we understand that it's okay to have change. Remember, change is a constant. So create a new flexible routine. Number four, reflect on what matters. This is a great time to really prioritize and see goals specific to your family values. How many times have you stopped your life completely? Not gone to work, not had to worry about answering phone calls or anything, nothing. To sit there and say, what really matters to our family? I would say probably 0.00001% of the population in the entire world does that. Okay, now that's me, just what? The humor part of it. What I'm saying here is that we don't reflect on what matters. We just go about our daily lives living what? Out of responsibility. Responsibilities are important, but our families are more important. Having our loved ones around, telling people that we care about them, serving them from the heart, reflect on what matters. Reassess and make appropriate changes. You know, during these next few weeks, think about what is really a necessity for your child. Do they need to be involved in all the different activities? Now, I know you're going to quickly respond to me right now, and you're like, oh, Christiane, you have no idea. They have to be involved. They love this. They can't give up that. And if they do that, then, oh, this has got to go. And they got to go to college. And I'm hoping that they're going to get, okay, freeze. I get it. But reflect on what matters. It's time that we prioritize our families. We haven't done this. Look at it and say, you know, Lord, what can I learn for the front line of my family of what really matters to us? Maybe you start something different. Maybe you start coming together and you have a game night once a week. And no, I'm not talking about an electronic game night. I'm talking about get out board games, play charades, play cards, do something that involves the family as a unit. What builds up your family values? Life is so precious. Life is way too short. So reflect on what matters during this time. And finally, number five, be kind and patient. It goes a long way. When you go to the store and are out and about, be the hope for others. You don't have to sit here and carry the chaos on your shoulders and say, oh, I'm going to participate in the chaos. Oh, it's so much fun. Let's do this. No. Go out and be a refreshment for someone's soul. Be someone's rainbow in the midst of a storm. You don't have to let the chaos rule your house. It doesn't have to rule your community either. be kind and patient. And ultimately, God is in control. We can speculate how this is going to affect the future. We can watch the stock market. We can sit here and try to figure out when a vaccine is coming. We can sit here and pretend that we've got it all under control. But that's just guessing. It's 100% guessing. That is the fact. But the awesome truth is that God is in control. That is a guarantee. So let me ask you a question. How do you think prayer in your household would change the world you touch? We talk about living our lives to live, love, and impact. The greatest impact you can have globally is by praying. Praying for your local, city, state, and federal government. Praying for your friends and family. Praying for your community. Praying for the leaders in your church. The problem is, though, is that we get caught up in our responsibilities, and that becomes our everyday. It becomes just a routine, a responsibility. We get up, we brush our teeth, we go to the bathroom, we get dressed, we take a shower, whatever it is. Okay, maybe you'll take a shower before you get dressed, because that would be a little weird. I told you, it's all about hope and humor. So when you're looking at your responsibilities, are you just going through the motions to go through the motions? Or are you living your life? When you invite prayer into your everyday, God comes alive. Now, he's already alive and he's with you. But I tell you this because one thing that we lose is the sense of control. Prayer gives us the feeling that God is in control. Why? Because it settles us down. It's the calm in the midst of the storm. So I would encourage you, pray together. Pray with your spouse. Pray with your children. Pray with your family. Get on and FaceTime or Skype or whatever. Do a live Facebook. Do a live prayer on TikTok. Let's see how well that goes over. Who knows? It might go viral. The thing is that God is in control. And when you pray, that allows you to release everything and let him take it. Leave it at the cross. You can calm the chaos. Be in the front line for your family. Be informed. Be prepared. Be patient with hope and humor. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.